Welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. I'm Rob Bumbacco. In this podcast, we're here to share with you the mental skills you need to help improve your performance and get your head back in the game. We'll offer practical applications and diverse perspectives to help you apply these mental skills to your life. Hey everyone, welcome to Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. One of the podcasts that I listen to, I think is great, is one done by Justin Sua called Increase Your Impact. And in his most recent episode, he spoke about the secret to success, and he discussed how the secret to success is basically doing things that you don't want to do. And so it triggered a thought. A lot of clients that I work with, and not just athletes, one of the topics or things that comes up a lot is when we're making a change or trying to build a skill, how it could be uncomfortable. And when things are uncomfortable, a lot of times we avoid doing them, or we start and then we stop because we don't necessarily like it or like the way it makes us feel. And my message to a lot of my clients is, if you're doing something and you're feeling uncomfortable, or it's difficult, or just difficult to kind of get through, then you're probably doing the right thing. It's probably a good thing. It probably just means that you're growing, you're getting better, you're building, a skill, or that change that you're working toward is starting to happen, right? You're starting to work toward that goal, that end goal. And so, as Justin Sua said in his podcast, I agree. I think that, doing the things that make us uncomfortable or that we don't want to do helps us and points us in the right direction. It leads us to where we want to be. So I talk a lot about journaling. I try to give you a little exercise when I can in these podcasts. And so for today, it would be, what is something that you've maybe started to do and stopped because it was uncomfortable for you, or maybe something you're avoiding because you know it's going to be difficult or uncomfortable? And, jot that down and identify, an action step that you could take to start that process. And again, if it's uncomfortable, all that means is that you're improving. Hope this was helpful today. Thanks for joining. Remember to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Back in the Game, a sports and mindset podcast. Please make sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook. We hope you can join us next time as we continue to discuss the mental skills that you need to get your mind back in the game and perform at your best.